The U.S. Supreme Court case concerned a man with a liver condition who applied for a job in a Chevron refinery. He had already worked in the refinery for independent contractors, but Chevron refused to hire him because company doctors said the air in the refinery would aggravate the man's liver condition. In court, some other medical experts disagreed, but a unanimous Supreme Court said it was reasonable of Chevron to trust its doctors' opinions. Attorney Scott Bechtel represents employers in a lot of employment cases.
I think it's a good signal to employers that as long as they have competent medical professionals providing medical advice, that employers may rely on that advice, and that employees to overcome that advice are going to have to show that there's a lack of medical competency or some bias or something like that.
Chevron argued it didn't want to hire the man for a number of reasons, including that it might have to pay lots of sick time or deal with turnover if he died or left the job because of his health. The Supreme Court said the need to protect people with disabilities from discrimination has to be balanced with the need to make workplaces safe, even when someone's own health is what's endangering them. But lawyer Mike Bockhuber of the Wisconsin Coalition for Advocacy disagrees with the court.
Generally speaking, people in the disability community don't think that employers ought to be able to protect someone with a disability from themselves. People with disabilities believe we have the right to make our own decisions about what we should and should not be able to do.
The decision is the latest from a Supreme Court which has consistently ruled against disability rights advocates in cases involving the Americans with Disabilities Act. And both attorneys say although Wisconsin law sometimes protects people with disabilities more than federal law, that is not the case here. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.